Okay, welcome all to the November board meeting of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees. As you all know, last Saturday was Veterans Day. We have a few veterans on the board. Trustee McMillan, myself, Trustee King, and Treasurer McKeever. Lester, I heard you wanted to say a few words. Would you please? We're honored.
I'm not so sure I wanted to, but I will say a few words.
That'll work, too.
We recently celebrated Veterans Day and Veterans Weekend, and there was a lot of pomp and circumstance around that, as it appropriately should be. The veterans should be recognized for who they are. They've served our country in so many tremendous ways, and they continue to serve. I just recently participated in a luncheon meeting where Rubicon, I forget the acronym that goes with it, but it's an organization that was started by four veterans here in Chicago, and now it's an international organization where the veterans who have lost their place in the camaraderie with their fellow members have found a home. Whenever there's a natural disaster in the United States or around the country, they have mobilized volunteer veterans to go to those specific disaster areas, and that's including abroad, and the genesis for it to be expanded internationally was the fact that in Afghanistan, they had 15 different countries participating in that war, and that camaraderie developed among them. And so they've been very successful in terms of really continuing to find a way to serve the country. And so I just wanted to take them. I was in the Army. I wasn't in any combat area, but I was so proud to be in the Army and grateful for the experience. And I think that each branch of the service veterans, even the Coast Guard, feel the same way. And so I just want to say thanks to our veterans and the way that they continue to serve our country.
Thank you, Lester.
I have a few comments. Since our last meeting in September, last board meeting, we've had many exciting developments. It's been a busy time, one of which is the recent announcement by Governor Rauner of grants for and construction of the Discovery Partners Institute, a 62-acre research park to be constructed about a half a mile southeast of right where we sit today. Also is the Illinois Innovation Network, a statewide effort. The two will be a joint state university and private enterprise research and development endeavor, concentrating on big data and computing, healthcare, and food science. This represents an incredibly ambitious undertaking that potentially will be revolutionary for the University of Illinois and the state of Illinois. Dr. Seidel will brief us shortly on this, so I will not try to steal any more of his thunder on that. Also, of course, we recently have kicked off our three university capital campaigns. The board was well represented at all three events, and thank you to my fellow board members for your participation. And what a way to kick off the campaign with the tremendous good fortune that we've had, a $150 million gift from the Larry Geese family to the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign College of Business. This is the single largest donation to the University of Illinois in our history. Very historic event. Of course, tremendous gratitude and thanks to the Geese family for this, but I also would like to thank the business school faculty, Dean Jeffrey Brown, Chancellor Jones, and President Killeen for facilitating and coordinating this historic gift. A significant part of this gift will go towards student financial aid. At the public announcement of this gift, Mr. Geese stated, and I just paraphrase, that from now on, any young man or woman who deserves to be a student at the College of Business will not be denied due to personal financial issues. That will never happen again. How fantastic is that? So as President Killeen would say, I'd say we're really on a roll. And now I'll turn the mic over to you, Tim.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Comments.
I'd like to introduce some of our leadership and then make a few comments, if I might. This time I'd like to reintroduce our treasurer, Lester H. McKeever, Jr. of Washington, Pittman, and McKeever, and everybody really loved your comments about our stellar veterans and everything that you mentioned there. Also, Chancellor and Vice President Michael Lamiridis from Chicago, Chancellor and Vice President Robert Jones from Urbana, Chancellor and Vice President Susan Cook from Springfield, and the other university officers and staff, University Counsel Thomas Barrows, Interim Vice President and Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller Avijit Ghosh, Executive Director for University Relations, Thomas Hardy, Vice President for Economic Development and Innovation, Ed Seidel, Secretary of the Board of Trustees and the University, D.D. Williams, Executive Vice President and Vice President for Academic Affairs, Barbara Wilson. Then representing the University Senate's conference, we have Arya Razfar, Professor, Department of Curriculum and Instruction in Chicago. Representing the Chicago Campus Senate, Harshdeep Ingle, Graduate Student Senator. Representing the academic professional staff, Tracy Sikorsky, Director of the Office of Social Science Research and Chair of the University Professional Personnel Advisory Committee. Also in attendance are Nicholas Babulis, Edward William and Jane Mark Gutskill, Professor, Department of Education Policy, Organization and Leadership, College of Education, Urbana. We'll be hearing from Nick shortly. Professor Meena Rao, Chair of the University Senate's Conference and Professor, Department of Physiology and Biophysics at Chicago. And then Catherine Vincent, Associate Professor, College of Nursing, and Chair of the Chicago Senate Executive Committee. And while I have the podium, Mr. Chairman, I really appreciate the opportunity to briefly update the board on just a few of the many highlights from an especially busy and equally productive 10 weeks since our last meeting. It's just been 10 weeks. Many of you were among the thousands who attended celebrations hosted by our three universities last month that kicked off the largest and most ambitious fundraising campaign in our history. The unique initiative is custom-made, built on individual campus-based campaigns that target the distinctive priorities and aspirations of each university. Combined, it aims to raise $3.1 billion over the next 5 years to support our students, our faculty and staff, our programs and facilities, and our collective dreams for the future. Our dreams are big, so we had to set the bar really high. The goal is nearly $1 billion more than the successful Brilliant Futures campaign, which also made history when it was launched a decade ago. And it puts the U of I system among just 8 public universities in the nation whose current campaigns with current campaigns seeking more than $3 billion. But thanks to the generosity of our donors, we are already nearly halfway there. At the end of October, $1.5 billion have been raised to support our push towards the high aspirations of our strategic framework and our next era of service to students, progress, and the public good. And the total includes the transformative gift that you just mentioned in your agenda today, naming Urbana-Champaign's College of Business as the Geese College of Business. The $150 million gift from Chicago businessman Larry Geese and his wife Beth, both Urbana alumni who met there, is the largest in the university's 150-year history and one of the largest ever to any business school in the United States. And it will help drive the business school towards the goal that we have targeted for the system as a whole, to be recognized as the nation's very best in everything that we do. So my thanks, our thanks to Larry, Beth, their family, and all of our donors for their generosity, and to our dedicated staff at the University of Illinois Foundation and at our universities for leading this important initiative. We are supporting them all in this fundraising drive at the system level with a new marketing campaign we are calling Altogether Extraordinary. Just two words, you'll be hearing it quite often, Altogether Extraordinary. And I think it captures exactly who we are and the profound impact that our three great universities have on the public good. A booklet that I have provided for each of you today provides a perspective, and I would like to show a short video that helps illustrate our critical role in fostering an even better tomorrow. It's just 2.5 minutes, and I hope it's ready to roll. So please roll the Altogether Extraordinary video.
It doesn't add up, but it sure makes sense. This place has always outpaced its potential, because we ask what can happen when you build an institution that can do everything in what was once the middle of nowhere, or in the heart of a colossal city, or this guy's hometown. What if you do all three? 1 + 1 + 1 = infinity. We're 700,000 strong. Actually, make that more than 1 million. And we're all after the awe-inspiring. Going higher than ever before. Deeper, too. Our volumes go up to 12 million, and we were the first to put them online. We put 1.2 billion videos on there, too. We kick open doors and lock down threats. We're all for Nobel causes. Cure for cancer? Let's stick a supercomputer on that. And while we're at it, put some of our smartest on diabetes and sickle cell too. Our ambition is never blind, but we make sure justice is, and he isn't, ever again. Made you look, made you laugh, made you cry, made you cheer, made you $14 billion. Made to do more for the state and the world all at once. Here's where we're headed. Put a stop to epidemics and injustices before they even start. The water crisis, the food crisis, the poverty crisis, the education crisis, any crisis. Here is where it all gets solved. And here. Here too. Zero in on any one moment and you could miss the movement. Single us out and you can't see the scale. But step back. Because all together, we're extraordinary.
So I hope this video gives you an inkling of the same pride that it gives me, reflecting on what the U of I system is and what it will be in the future. And as noted by the chairman, we also had another big announcement this last month or so. I had the pleasure of... it's worth seeing several times. Because every little clip is meaningful. The highest building designed by U of I alum. Mm-hmm. Deepest curing cancer, blindness, everything is really something to be proud of. So I hope you do use it and as trustees enjoy it and disseminate it. So I did have the pleasure of joining Governor Rauna and Mayor Emanuel last month for the governor's announcement of another important initiative, that the U of I system will lead a new world-class research center that will massively accelerate innovation and economic growth here in Chicago and across the state. Trustee Cepeda and Trustee Edwards were among the more than 200 university, business, community, and state leaders who attended the ceremony on a greenfield site in the South Loop that will be home to the Discovery Partners Institute, or DPI. The property along the Chicago River has been donated by Chicago developer Related Midwest, and the gift kicks off work on an implementation plan that we will complete next year, including a timetable for opening and other details of the $1.2 billion institute and initiative. Fundraising now is also underway for the unique public-private initiative, which will be developed and operated principally through private donations and partnerships with business and industry. DPI, get used to that acronym, will deliver a high-powered jolt to the momentum that has been growing rapidly here in Chicago through 1871, Matter, M-Hub, and other incubators to build out the innovation infrastructure that is now so crucial to create new businesses and new jobs and keep our graduates in the state. DPI will bring well over 100 of the world's very best research faculty and staff to Chicago to pursue discovery that addresses our most pressing challenges, from cybersecurity to new life-saving drugs to breakthroughs in agriculture to feed an ever-growing world. They will work closely with our world-class researchers at UIC and in Urbana-Champaign and from partner institutions that already include the University of Chicago and Northwestern. Researchers will also work side-by-side with companies large and small from across Chicagoland, providing expertise to solve their real-world challenges and grow their businesses. And they will work side-by-side with students from our entire system and other partners, about 1,800 a year when DPI reaches full operation, nurturing the inventors and entrepreneurs of tomorrow. DPI will also be the centerpiece of a virtually connected statewide enterprise we are creating called the Illinois Innovation Network. This network will connect DPI's researchers with university and business partners in other regions, fostering innovation to lift communities across the state of Illinois. We intend to take the network to the homes of our universities in Urbana-Champaign and Springfield, of our satellite campuses in Peoria and Rockford, and our future university partners from DeKalb and Carbondale, and of course, UIC. As I mentioned earlier, DPI will fast-track discovery and innovation by bringing top researchers to Chicago and fostering partnerships that will connect them with brilliant colleagues around the world. So the Institute was front and center in our discussions when I joined a U of I delegation that accompanied Governor Rauner on his recent trade mission to Israel. During the week-long trip, we met with leading universities and research agencies across Israel, which has deservedly earned a global reputation as the startup nation through the same culture of innovation that DPI is designed to bring to Illinois. Israel is flourishing through innovation. Between 1999 and 2014, research discovery there helped launch more than 10,000 new companies, half of them still in operation, and about 3% of which have annual revenues that top $100 million. There was strong interest in DPI during our meetings, which also produced memoranda of understanding between the U of I system and four of Israel's leading universities. These agreements will connect each of our best-in-class universities with Technion, Tel Aviv University, Hebrew University, and Ben-Gurion University. More meetings will now follow to forge groundbreaking research collaborations that will lead the way to progress on exchange programs that will prepare students to succeed in the increasingly global workplace that now awaits them. Our trip also established connections beyond higher education, including meetings with the Israel Innovation Authority, Smart Cities of Jerusalem, and SOFIN, which is a non-for-profit that promotes integration of Israel's Arab citizens into high-tech industry. The international trip is another step toward the goals of our strategic framework that challenges us to build on this rich legacy of global impact and preeminence. And we're also continuing progress here at home. Days after your last meeting, we announced that fall enrollment increased nearly 3% to more than 83,300 students across the system, which is a record high for the fifth straight year. We also showed gains in other important areas that we have targeted in our strategic planning. We saw a 2.4% increase among in-state undergraduates, Illinois natives, and Illinois students comprise about 80% of undergraduates enrolled this fall, 4 out of every 5 undergraduates. In addition, enrollment of African-American and Latino undergraduates increased for the sixth straight year in a row. African-American undergraduate enrollment is up 1.1%, while Latino enrollment grew 12.5%. Combined, African-American and Latino students comprise nearly 25% of this fall's undergraduate enrollment across the system. Overall growth keeps us on pace to reach the target we set last January for nearly 15% enrollment increase by fall of 2021 to more than 93,600. So we're following our strategic pathway. On faculty hiring, we're continuing to build up the ranks of our faculty, who really define our excellence and are at the center of everything we do, as you know. For the current academic year, we have added 600 new tenure and non-tenure system faculty across our three universities, which is up more than 20% from the 492 during the same period last year. And I'm delighted to report that we have received and approved our first two applications for funding under the new Distinguished Faculty Hiring Initiative we launched in September and informed the board about. So we're two down, two for two, which is great. One is from Urbana-Champaign, and one is from UIC, and each provides at least $1 million that the universities can now use as they ramp up their recruiting efforts for these world-class professors to provide startup funds for their efforts and endeavors. The three-year $60 million program we have launched aims to recruit 10 to 15 star faculty each year, and as many as 45 over the course of the program, faculty of national and global distinction on a broad range of disciplines who will add to our ranks of leading-edge scholars that include Nobel laureates, members of national academies, and MacArthur Genius Grant winners. So this initiative is off to a fast start. Through the funding approved for Urbana and UIC, it's clear evidence that we can be a magnet for international talent and great minds, and we expect more funding requests soon. I wanted briefly to report on some facilities news. We also continue to expand the state-of-art facilities that ensure a transformative experience for our growing student body and breakthrough discovery by our faculty. The list of projects currently in the works includes two iconic buildings that will begin to take shape soon right here at UIC, a new engineering innovation building to be launched tomorrow, and a unique living learning center that will house more than 500 students as well as classrooms and shops. These are important initiatives at UIC. UIS, as you know, is adding an iconic new campus landmark, opening in January with the opening of the first ever student union. And that's a very exciting event that I hope you can all come to, many of you can come to. In Urbana-Champaign, construction will soon begin on the Siebel Center for Design, a new hub for student-focused learning and discovery, and major renovations are underway at Everett Laboratory, Turner Hall, and the Natural History Building, and other Lincoln Hall and other places. There's more than $484 million, nearly half a billion dollars, of new building and renovation projects in construction today across the system. Another $383 million, like the UIC projects and Urbana's Design Center, are in the design phase and getting close to groundbreaking. So that's very exciting and edifying to see that kind of facility development across our system. Many more are in discussions across each of our systems, including you will hear about the outline of Urbana-Champaign's long-range vision in the master plan, which is on today's agenda, but our other two universities are also very close to their own master plans that you'll be hearing about. So in closing, I know I've waxed on a little bit long, but it's really important to tell you what's going on. After 2 years where financial challenges and uncertainty commanded much, if not most, of our attention, our energy and focus is now squarely on the future. We have developed a progressive legislative agenda, and we've launched an ambitious fundraising campaign to support our efforts. We are always stretching to reach the high aspiration goals of our strategic framework, which was approved by the board. That is growing enrollment, adding world-class faculty, investing in infrastructure and the student experience, and building the statewide innovation ecosystem that will drive economic growth as we recommit to diversity, inclusion, and excellence in everything we do. So we're all very grateful to the board for guidance and support as we continue to build on this vital and growing now $6.5 billion enterprise a year. That includes everything, kitchen sink and everything. It's a big number. And we're a key engine of progress that is, I hope you all agree, altogether extraordinary. Thank you.
Thank you, President Killeen. Before we get too deep into the agenda today, I would like to ask our very gracious host, Chancellor Michael Amoritas from the University of Illinois at Chicago, to welcome us to Chicago.
Well, you're welcome here.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, we're delighted to have you at UIC's campus. And if you have some time and you walk around the campus and you feel that it's crowded, it's because we are bursting through the seams. Our enrollments broke a key mark of 30,000 this fall for the first time in our history. And this is because our freshman class also broke the record, a very significant landmark there, of 4,000 students this fall. In fact, if you add the 4,000 first-time freshmen and the 2,200 transfers that we have more than 6,000 new students on campus this fall. Given the overall situation in the state of Illinois, and the fact that pretty much every other public institution in the state was flat or down in freshman enrollment, people ask me, how in the world is UIC up by 23% in freshman students? And, of course, it takes strategy and hard work by our enrollment management group. But the answer that I give is much simpler. I tell them simply because we're really good and because the students are smart enough to recognize it, to recognize that there's excellence and value, and it's a vote of confidence for the University of Illinois at Chicago to see these numbers. Just for your information, I can tell you that in our freshman class, 40% of the graduates are from Chicago public schools. More than 50% are Latino and African-American students combined. And 52% of our students are Pell Grant recipients. So we continue to serve our mission of access, and we do it with the distinction of excellence. I give a fairly similar answer when people who have read the Wall Street Journal ask me, how do I feel about it and what's the reason? What they're referring to is the new rankings that the Wall Street Journal is putting out now for 2 years in a row, which placed the University of Illinois at Chicago among the top 25 public universities in the country. It is wonderful, by the way, our sister institution in Urbana-Champaign is ranked in the top 10 in the country, and it's wonderful for the system to have two universities in the top 25 in the country among research universities, and better ranked than half of the Big Ten, which are not in the top 25 in the country. They ask me, what does this mean? And the answer is the same. It means, once again, that we are really good, and they're smart enough to recognize it in New York. The president referred to the groundbreaking ceremony of the engineering building tomorrow. This engineering innovation building is 50,000 square feet of engineering labs, instruction space, and offices, and it will also include a state-of-the-art high-bay structural research lab where our researchers can carry out a wide range of tests on large-scale structural components. This is going to be the first new academic building on the east side of campus since 1991. It took 26 years, and it will take 27 years until we get into this building to have a new academic building. But if you miss the groundbreaking ceremony tomorrow, don't worry, because it's not going to be 27 years until the next one. In fact, we plan to have a series of these groundbreaking ceremonies over the next couple of years, because our growth, our desire to provide excellence, and the need for more infrastructure is going to push us in this direction. And we're delighted to have the Ignite campaign kicked off here, because this is going to be a contributing factor. And just to stay on time, one last piece of information. You are all welcome as members of the Board of Trustees, and I hope that you will join us on December 16th when UIC will hold its third fall university-wide commencement. We established a December university-wide commencement 3 years ago when I came here, and this time we expect an even greater participation than before. It is also going to be the second annual ceremony honoring our golden graduates, and I think you will enjoy very much this scene if you're here and you see it. Last year, we started with the first graduating undergraduate class of UIC, Chicago Circle at that time, of 1966. These were people that they are 50 years away from their graduation. There were two dozens of them that they came, and it's wonderful to see them in their golden robes. We call them golden graduates, and we give them golden robes to walk down the line together with the current graduates. It provides a sense of continuity and history for the institution, which is very meaningful, both for our 50-year graduates and for our newest graduates. It's a wonderful event that we are going to have. So December 16th, I hope you put it on your calendar. Welcome again to Chicago. Delighted to have you here.
Thank you, Chancellor. Thank you for that welcome, and thank you always for your kind hospitality here.